Okay, yesterday we learned this Gemara, the Havamina. Strange Havamina, that Kesef could be mighty. That through Kesef you can go out of a marriage. The Gemara ends Tibba Miyachadhu, that since the Guf HaKesef, I guess, is always the same. Tibba Miyachadhu, the Guf HaKesef is the same, even if it piles in different ways. There's a Mandiyamer in Masechtas Gittin on Daf Chaf, Rav Chisda, who says that a Shtar Gittin has to be worth a Shavu Pruta. That a get, the Shtar that you use for a get, has to be worth a Pruta. We talked earlier in the beginning of the year, we talked about Shtar Kiddush needs to be worth a Pruta. And by a Shtar Gittin, there's a Mandiyamer, Rav Chisda, who holds that a Shtar Gerushin has to be worth a Pruta. So the Hamakna asks a very, very strong kasha. How could we have a Havamina that you could be Megarish, a woman, with Kesef, that there's such a thing as Get, which is Kesef? If Get is Kesef, it means a Shavu Pruta. If you can be Megarish, a Isha, with Kesef, so then why did the Torah say it could be Megarish, a Isha, with a Shtar? If the shtar gerish, it has to be worth a pruta anyway. So every time you megarish a isha with a shtar gerishin, even if there will be no such thing as a get with a shtar, it should work with teres kesef anyway. Well, why was the Torah? How could you say that there's such a thing as a get which is mamin? If there's a get that's mamin. So then, the Torah did something that L'chaira doesn't make sense. The Torah said there are two types of gittin, shtar and mamon. Shtar also has to be worth a pruta. So why does the Torah megalata such a gerishin like get of shtar? It's get mamon anyway. It works the Torah's mamon anyhow. So what's the kasha? 1 second before that, before you get that far. You had a kasha. This is similar to Yerushalmi we had at the beginning of the year, like Kedushin, right? But it's a good kasha. Now this kasha is only a kasha like who? Like the Rajba, like Rashi and Taisus. It's only a kasha. Huh? Figure it out. Let's see, according to... Like, who gives who a get? A shtar, who gives? The man gives the woman. So, if you hold that over here, when there was a havamina of kesef, who gives the kesef? Who gives the kesef? So Rashi Taisus learned that who gives the kesef? The man. So koi to Rashi Taisus, a good kasha? Koi to Rashi Taisus, a good kasha? Because since shtar, the man gives the shtar. And if there's such a thing as kesef, the man gives the kesef. So therefore, it's a good kasha. Every get of shtar is also a get of kesef. Like the Rashi, but that Machnas kasha is a good kasha. Like Rashi and Taisus. If you learn, I'm sorry, like Rashi and Taisus, the Rashi was the Makal Kasha is Kasha. He looked at me in shock when I said. Okay, so according to Rashi and Taisus, the Kasha is good Kasha. According to the Rashba holds who gives the Kesef to make a get. The woman gives it to the man. So that Makal Kasha is not a Kasha. So now it's good. The Torah said you could have get, which is the man giving the woman a shtar. Or you could have kesef, which is the woman giving the man a pruta. Alright, so two different ways of doing get. So like the Rashba, it's not shrek. But according to Rashi and Taisvis, that the one who gives the kesef would be the man. So it can't be that the Torah was mechadish that there are two get. There's a gittin that you give her a kesef. There's a gittin that you give her a get. If every get is worth a pruta anyway, so why did the Torah bother to create a gerishin of get. The Torah should have just said, this kesef, you can grab a kesef. And if somebody do it in get, so that works for Torah's kesef anyway. So why do you need a shtar gerishin for? What's the havamina that kesef makes gerishin? If shtar makes gerishin, the shtar has to be worth a pruta, a karcha kesef doesn't work. So otherwise, who needs the two? You follow the overlap? It would overlap. Every shtar get would be kesef anyway. So it can't be that kesef gerishin works. This is the Hamakdah's cash. So the Hamakdah is on Beis Amin Aleph. He has the cash right in the beginning of the Mishnah. The Hamakdah says a teretz. By shtar, do you have to say hariyat? When you give a shtar, you have to say hariyat. So Rashi on that Beis Amin Aleph said that it's not, you don't have to. By kesef and by kedusha bia, you have to say hariyat. But Rashi in the Mishnah held that when you give a shtar, you don't have to say hariyat. So the Machna says that would be a nafkamina between a get, which is shtar, and a get, which is kesef. Could be the Torah's megala two types of get, kesef and shtar. Are you going to ask every shtar works for Torah's kesef? No. If you want to be mekadesh with the kesef, then you have to say hariyat, begureshes, the kesef zu. The Torah said you can do that, according to the Havamina. You can be megarisha with kesef, or you can megarisha with shtar. Shtar, you don't have to say hariyat. When you do a shtar, you don't have to say hariyat mugureshes b'shtar zu. You just give it to her. So if you're going to do shtar, it doesn't blight kesef. Akasha was, every time you do shtar, since it has to be worth a pruta, every time you give her a shtar, it's automatically kesef. No. It wouldn't work for Torah's kesef. Why? Because for kesef, you need a hariyat. And if you didn't say a hariyat, it's not a get. So the Torah was mechadish. There's such a thing as shtar gerishin, which works without hariyat. So now, they're two independent get. You could have a get of kesef, where you say hariyat mugresh is because of zul. You have a get of shtar, which is just the giving of the shtar alone. So the kasha falls off. Yes, that every get should blight kesef. No, not every get blight kesef. Because a get doesn't have hariyat. It's a whole different get than kesef. So b'meila, the kasha is answered. What we do here, basically, what we're doing in the teretz is finding a chiluk between the get of kesef and the get of shtar. So b'meila, we make them independent. So this is the Hamakdah's teretz. It's a good teretz. I mean, Tashtus, very glad the teretz. It's a technical difference between the two. So Lamaisa and the Havamina, there are two gittin. There's a get of kesef, we say hariyat. There's a get of shtar, you don't say hariyat. So everything is wonderful. Good. Okay, let's just chazer for a minute. Svara that we talked about on Daf Beis. Why? Why doesn't a shtar need harayat? Let's talk about kedusha. We'll get back to giving. Why? Why is it that if I'm a kadashisha with a ring, I must say harayat? If I'm a kadashisha with a shtar, Rashi says you don't have to say harayat. What the hezbeh? Why not? Shtar, because the whole amira we said then is a gili das, and therefore by shtar, why don't you have to say harayat? Because you don't have to megala your das. They don't see your das. They see the shtar. That was the svara that we were masber Rashi. We were masber Rashi then, and it was the Hamakta then also said this hezber. Now, what's the difference? The difference is that by kesef you give a woman a ring. Who knows why you're giving it to her? Maybe you stop giving her a present. So you have to say hariyat to show your das. Shekeve shtar, you don't have to say hariyat because the shtar shows your das. It's hariyat, mukadeshesli, shtarzu. So therefore, shtar does not need amira, and therefore kesef does need amira. In Cain, let's say I want to be mekadesh and isha with a shtar, but I want to do a b'teres kesef. As I go over to a woman, why I would want to do this, I have no idea. But let's say I want to do it. I want to be Kaddish Anisha I take a shtar, it's written on a nice piece of paper, it's beautiful, and it's worth more than a pruta. It says, Hari Abu Kadesh is Libra Shtar. I want to go over, I tell the woman Beferish, I tell the Yedim Beferish, I'm about the Mekadesh, I want you to know, Beteris Kesef. Okay, I'm going over to Mekadesh, Beteris Kesef. I walk over to her, and I'm a Kadesh show with this shtar, Beteris Kesef. But I need an Amira. What? Right. L'chaira, I wouldn't need an Amira either. There's a Gili Das in the shtar. It's the same Gili Das. Not only that, according to this, if I went to Mekadesh with a ring, and I write on a paper that I'm Mekadesh with this ring, L'shem Kedushin, and I hang out, I show the paper to the Eidim, it's also good. I don't need an Amira like this, only about Amira. What? In the Chinami, it comes out, the way it comes out from that Rashi, there's really no chilek between Kesef and Shtar. Kesef, you have to say Hariyat, you have to show your das. Shtar, you don't have to say Hariyat, because your das is obvious. Lu Yitzur, you would have a case of Kesef where your das is obvious. You also don't need Amira. Because right, we learned Rashi, that Amira, not like Rebarach Beth, we learned that Amira is a chelik in the Kedushin. We learned Pashit, that Amira is only to show your das. If Amira is only to show your das, so that's why Kesef needs Amira, and Shtar doesn't need Amira, because Shtar shows your das. If so, a case of Kesef where you could show your das would be the same exact thing. If you would have a case of Kesef where your das is obvious, it would be the same din. And it is the same din. The same Allah. Right. You're right. If it's going to stay b'shtar zu, I'm going to have a problem. I'm doing it as kesef. So tarif is actually b'zu. Let's say b'shtar zu. I'm definitely b'zu. So I can touch it on the kesef or on the shtar. Yes. Her das, so we're going to have to discuss her das. We're going to have to leave that for Hayamid Beis. We're going to get into a discussion of how a woman's das plays a role in Kedushin. But assuming you need her das, so we'll assume she sees what it says on the shtar. She sees it says. What? She assumes she's Mekudesh Mishtar, not with Kesef. So let's say she would have to know. Okay. We have to solve the problem. You're right. She'll have to know. She'll have to know. I want to be a kasha with the shtar. I told her beforehand. I made it before. Beforehand, I'm a kasha with the shtar. With the kesef of the shtar.
There's no problem.
There's no problem, right? There's no problem. See, but you're masking, right?
Back then, I wanted to hear a story about two agents by a possum that were going to hear it. And one, I don't know who wants to let you have to redo it.
So Rabbi Akiva Eger. Yeah, so that's why I'm being careful, because there they meant one thing and they did something else. That's why I'm being careful here. I'm not getting into that. I'm saying, well, they know what they meant. They meant Kesef. I go over to a woman and I will tell them. Say what? But why do I say Hariyat? If the paper says Hariyat, it's Megalamei Das. The Hamak himself said this. That if you're Mekadesh with Kesef, where it says the Nusach there, you don't have to say it, because the Gili Das is there. Okay, Adkan, this is the Chazar of what we said in the Beis of an Aleph. Very glad to think that Shtar doesn't need Amira, because the Nusach is in the Shtar. And Kesef, if you would have such a case, would be the same thing. Now let's get back to our Hamakna. What did Hamakna say? Hamakna said, it's very sure the Gemara's have Amina. There's such a thing as get of Kesef, there's such a thing as get of Kedusha, as get of Shtar, but if every Shtar has to be worth a Pruta, that was Damakna's cash. So what was Damakna's Teretz? What was Damakna's Teretz? That there's a difference between Kesef and Shtar and what? That this needs Amira and this doesn't need Amira. Right? That Kesef, what's the difference in the Havamina? That there's a get of Kesef and there's a get of Shtar. So the Hamakna asked, if every shtar is worth a pruta, what's the difference between kesef gerishin and shtar gerishin? Every shtar bribes kesef. That was the Hamakna's kashya. So the Hamakna answered, notice the difference, that this needs amira, kesef of get would need amira, and star of get would not need amira. This is how the Hamakta answered his kasha in the beginning of today's shiur, talking about get. The chayra, that teretz is not adequate. Because what's the teretz? The kesef gerishin needs amira. Shtar gerishin doesn't need amira. So the meila, you would have a case, a man gives a woman a shtar. He doesn't say hariyat, he just gives her the get. Why is it good? It's good only b'teres shtar. It's not good b'teres kesef, because there was no amira. That was the hamaknas teretz. It's not true. If you give a lady a shtar gerishin, and it's worth a kutum, and you say no amira, could it work b'teres kesef? Could a kesef gerishin work b'teres kesef? Yes. Either there's no amira, but you don't need the amira if the words are spelled out there. Even kesef doesn't need amira. It's not it didn't shtar doesn't need amira. Kesef also wouldn't need amira if the words are spelled out. You follow? The whole Amaknas Teretz by us is to be mechalik between a get of kesef and a get of shtar. In what way? The way we're being mechalik is we're saying, well, a get of kesef needs amira, and a get of shtar doesn't need amira. So that's the difference between the two. So memela, the kasha falls off. If I give a woman a get, a shtar get, it only works for Torah shtar, not for Torah kesef. That's not emes. If there would only be kesef get, the only getting in the Torah would be kesef. It also would work if I give her a shtar gerish. I say nothing. So I don't have to say anything if the nusach is written in the get. So the original kasha comes back, who needs a shtar gerishin if kesef gerishin works, and every shtar is worth a pruta, so who needs kesef gerishin? The whole original kasha comes back. The Hamakta's original kasha was, who needs both? Every shtar lives kesef. The kasha remains. Can't answer, because kesef needs amira. Because if kesef is a nusach hashtar, it also doesn't need amira. There's no difference between a get of kesef and a get of shtar. They both don't need amira if it's written. So the kasha, the original kasha of the Hamakta is still shver. How could there be a havamina of kesef gerishin if every shtar of gerishin blives kesef gerishin? How could it be such a havamina? That kasha should l'chayr remain. Teretz seems to be inadequate teretz. If there would be just kesef, so then it would make sense. If there would be only kesef gerishin, then it would make sense. Right, only is one case. So what's the case? Yeah, so that's why I need get kesef. But why can't the Torah just say get kesef, and every case will be included in that? In other words, but let the Torah say only there's a get of kesef, period. And the Mela, every get of shtar will be included in get of kesef. Because every get of shtar works for Teres kesef. No?
Again, we have to do all the
if the shtar is not worth a pruta. But the whole kasha is like Rav Chista, who holds the get has to always be worth a pruta. This whole kasha starts with Rav Chista Shita that every get has to be worth a pruta. That's where the kasha begins.
Why don't you just say get a conscious kid? That's why you have to
get yourself this money,
the
shooter
for some kind of king that he has
to
his wife and
has to pass on. We can't say that because according to the Havamina, the kesef works for getting. The kesef, it's iskeshev ayliyatsiya. It works whatever a shtar get does. And the Havamina, a kesef get also does.
Maybe by just saying kesef get, I would know that.
Why, if the Torah would say the whole parasha of Gittin, Kikach Yishisho, Baal Laos Neya, instead of saying Vakasav La Seif HaKrisos, it would say Vyitim La Kesef Krisos. So I would know everything. I would know everything. I don't need Kasav La Kesef Krisos. I don't need Kasav La Shtar. Because Lamaise, every Shtar is Kesef. I need Kesef, because there are cases of Kesef that are not Shtar. But I don't need shtar, because every case of shtar lives kesef.
I'll tell you, there's something else that you have to accomplish besides money. There's something else involved with it.
So let the Torah say so. Let the Torah say. But you don't leave a kasaf. What the Torah says, the kasaf sefer krisis, the yasavai salish acher, she can marry someone else. So could have said, the yitem la kesef krisis, the yasavai salish acher, and I would know the same thing. I don't need shtar krisis for that.
That would accomplish
the ishus.
That would make
my ishus. Because that would be the zeres hakasa, that kesef takes away ishus. I mean, that's the ma'isa the Gemara's habamina. Whatever difficulty we had, the fact is that the Gemara's habamina, that kesef takes away ishus.
Yeah.
Why would I think differently? Why should I really think that? If not for a baruch ter, I would never dream that. Why would I think you need a mirror? We know a sukkah by sinyan is good. Why would I think you need a mirror? You know, you say Shema every day. So how do you know you need an amira when you say Shema? So the Gemara says, Shema Yisrael, right? You should hear in your ears what you say with your mouth. You need something to tell you have to say. But if the Torah doesn't say you have to say, why would I think you need an amira for? I don't think I would have an amira. Okay, let's see the Gemara Vayta. Tiba miyachadu, Rava Omar. Okay, we're up to second Torah. So this was a bias. Again, what are we coming to answer? How do you know Kesef doesn't make Gerish? So Bayis said, because it would be ridiculous to people. Right? It would be Kesef Maisi, Kesef Machnes. Rava says a different Torah. Rava says, Amar Kravay Kasav La. Miksiva miskareshes, Veina miskareshes bekesef. Ay, the aima b'ksiva miskareshes, v'ena miskareshes b'ksiva, darshan fakeret, that there's no kedusha shtar, v'ksiva yatsav ha'isa. We know there's kedusha shtar from a hekish. So we have one ribuy and one miyat. We have a ribuy v'yatsav ha'isa, we have a miyat of kasavla. Marois, how do you know what to be marba from the ribuy and what to be b'may from the miyat? The stavar koi b'gerishin b'may gerishin koi b'gerishin b'may kedushin. So this is Rav's teretz, the kasavla. Like the Gemara, Rav Yosi Aglili, the Apik Leila, I call Rosh Achrina. Rav Yosi Aglili elsewhere dashes the pasuk differently. Shenem Iskaresh is because of Menalai. So we have an effect. We need another third teretz. We have a bias teretz. And Rava's teretz is not good. Rav Yosi Aglili. So how do you know? I'm across Sefer Krisa, Sefer Karsa, the Ein Davar Achet Karsa. It's a miut. Verabbanan. Hi Krisus may avdi like. Why do they dash it from Sefer Krisus? We're learning now a new deal. A get must be a davar hakayres, beinay lebeinah, something that ends the relationship, cuts off the relationship. To the time. Listen to this then. Harei ze gitach, amenas shaloi tishtiyayin, amenas letech lebeis avich la'olam, ein ze krisus. You give a woman a get. You can make a tanai in a get. But it's an open-ended tanai. It's never going to end. Haris egitech amadash loitech lebeis avich la'olam. So what does that mean? That means they can be married 30 years, and then one day, it could be megoresh, it's megarisha. She'll go marry someone else. And 30 years later, she'll go lebeis avich. She'll go to her father's house. Now the get will be ois get l'mafreya from 30 years ago. We can't have such a thing. You can't make such getting. No, sefer krisus, ain't that krisus? If you say kol shloshim yom, how is that krisus? See, unless you don't drink wine or go to your father's house for 30 days, that's krisus. Because after 30 days, it's a paskin. Even though today it's not a paskin. Today, when I give her the get, we don't know yet. It's going to take 30 days. All right, that's every tonight. Every tonight, we'll see what'll happen with the tonight. M'she'enkei, when you say la'ilam, so then it's not. It'll never be a krisus. For 200 years. Why don't you say 200 years? Is that Croesus? We know he won't live 300. They won't live 200 years. So, Mistam, it's a good get at the end of the 200 years. It's not a good get. Now, if you say, I'm unless you don't go for 30 days. So, she can remarry now? She has to wait for 30 days. What? What is Rashi saying? Miyad. It's a get right away. Yeah, to get right away, but it'll be miskal at the end of 30 days. So does Rashi say she can get married? Harizet krisus hafilu miyad, di tekayim tonoi v'teilas. So you're right. The get is right away. Some stuff she can even get married right away, as long as she knows she'll never go to her father's house in 30 days. She could get married right away. She'll get married right away, and she'll assume she won't go for 30 days. So why, what? She does, she'll mess herself up. Come out with Freya, she was Neshes Ish. And she was over in Aveira by marrying this person. She wasn't cow. Could a person do such a thing? I don't think she connected.
Right. It doesn't sound like
it's Chashash Mazeris in the future,
something like that.
Well, because the Chashash Mazeris would be Gzera. We're trying to explain the Torah now. Torah says, Sefer Krisis means Sefer has to Shalei Dover Aigda, has to cut them off. So you're asking if it says 200 years, even 100 years, that. I'm not sure what the answer would be.
It has to be something that you're going to lift us to finalize. Does that have losses?
It has to be the day it gets finalized.
It
has to be finalized. So could we say that they're not going to live 100 years, so that's called not finalized? It's mistaver that it's no good, but technically the chayot should be good. Just think for a minute.
It has to be a thing that you could put on the day.
So Tysus asks, the bottom Tysus asks, not the bottom, the Amanas. Tysus asks, Amai lo yomar davaget in mesavia, yuchayli likanes. Tysus asks, that should be a good get, because if he dies, there's not mesavia. Either father might not die before the daughter. What's Tysus kasha? Right, Tyson says the first line. Amayla yomer davaget shari yemesa via yechayu likanes labayis. What's Tyson's kasha? Maybe the father won't die first.
Not a clear
eigdan. Suffice Tyson, it doesn't have to be a clear eigdan. As long as there's a possibility, that's good enough. Suffice Tyson, no? Since if the father dies, it'll cut it off, that's good enough to be a get. It just has to be possible. It doesn't have to be certain. No, it's not shantaisis. It's not sure it has to be possible. So anything which is possible should be good enough. And what's called possible? Living another 100 years called possible? I don't know. Is it possible someone's going to live 120 years? In theory, it's possible. In practice, it's not possible. Yeah. Okay, so I'm not sure. I'm not trying to answer the question. How much of a get do you need? Okay. You see, Tysus' answer is that it's based on forever, even after the father dies. It's still called based on
the point where
you say it's because 100
years later, so we see that 100 years later, she'll still call
based on the problem, basically, and 100 years later, she'll have to go. 100 years later, she'll.
She'll be able to go.
But not according to Tysus' Teretz, you're right, but
Tysus' Teretz is called based on the problem.
Still called based on the problem.
Yeah, it's
not
the
Bezericha,
100 years later, she'll
be able to go. It's not the Bezericha, but it's I hear, okay. Okay, so again, the side of the Gemara is that you need a krisus, you need a definite dover hakairais, it's got to cut off in a permanent manner. That's the side of this din, which is, of course, a gittin dikka din, it's not so much a... sugi for kedushin, it just comes in the eye. However, Avnei Meluim uses this Gemara. Why does he bring the Gemara from kedushin? Why does he say it's a Gemara in Gittin? But anyway, he points it out. Maybe he's a Meluim in kedushin when he wrote the shtickle on Avnei Meluim. But Avnei Meluim uses this to explain the site again that we had last man, which I'd like to chazer, and. Okay, we learned that Avnei Meluim is in Simen Chav Ches, Sukkot and Chav Zayin. I'm sorry, I take that back. This is not that one. This is the Stifler. I take it back. This is in the stipler. The stipler uses this Gemara to explain. The stipler is in the new prints. It was Simon Mem Zayin Ois Beis. The stipler used this Gemara to explain something that we discussed. We had discussed a basic idea you need for this Masechta, that is a concept of Eidus L'Kiyume. It is a concept of Eidus L'Vrure, which meant Eidus L'Vrure, if I lend you money and I call Eidim to watch that I lend you the money, that's called Eidus L'Vrure. Why do I have witnesses? In case you deny it, I could be Mevar, the truth. That's Eidus L'Vrure. Do I have to have witnesses? No. If I trust you, I don't have to have witnesses. Let's say I sell you a house. I have Eidim on the deed that I sold you the house. Why do you have Eidim? To prove it. If I trust you, I don't need the Eidus. Eidus L'Vrure are always optional Eidim. Eidus L'Kiyume, you said that Gittin and Kiddushin have Eidus. And without the Eidus, it's not a get. Without the Eidus, it's not a Kiddushin. If I'm a Kaddish Isha, privately, in my house, I'm Maida, I did it, she's Maida, I did it, and I gave her a good ring, I said Hari Abba Kodesh, the whole thing, she's Vadai, not Mekudeshes. Why? Because Kiddushin and Gerushin need Eidus L'Kiyume, the Mekayim, the Dover, they make it happen. Without Eidus, it doesn't happen. Without Eidus L'Kiyume, it does not happen, and finished. That's the concept of Eidus L'Kiyume. The question that we asked was that Din of Eidus by Gittin Kiddushin, we learn Dover Dover Mimamin, we learn it out from Dine Mamanis. So how do you know that you need Eidus L'Kiyume? Who told you? It's true, Gittin Kiddushin needs Eidus, but how do we know this Yisayid, which Shas, there's no Machlaikis in Shas. Gittin and Gerushin need Eidus L'Kiyume. We asked the Kasha, why? Why does Gittin and Kiddushin need Eidus L'Kiyume? And Mamanis doesn't. Well, why is there a difference? So we had then two Mahalchim. The Mahalch of the Ktsais and the Mahalch of the Yeshua. The Ktsais said, why do I need Eidus L'Kiyume? He says, really, I would need Eidus L'Kiyume everywhere. Everything would need Eidus L'Kiyume. But by Mamin, there's a din that Haidas Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. That if somebody is Maida, if I'm Maida, you lend me money, Kamei Eidim Dami. Since there's a halacha of Haidas Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. So, Bameila, I don't need Eidus that I borrowed money. I don't need Eidus that I sold the house. Because of this halacha of Haidas Baldin Kamei Eidim. Mashiach came by Gittin Kedushin. There's no din of Haidas Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. Like in the Kiddushin, there, you might, Lamaisi, you need the Eidus Mapayo. And that was the Ktsaisis Mahalach, which I'm not going to spend time on today. I'm just hazarding it, so we should hopefully remember it. If we do it another couple times this year, maybe I'll remember it. I'm the one saying it. Maybe some of you will remember it. That was the Ktsaisis Tav. Pnei Yeshua had a different pshat. Remember the Pnei Yeshua's pshat? Oh, good. He said, look, Mominus is only an afkamina between the two people involved. I lend you money. It's not going to get to the world. It's between me and you. So if I trust you, you trust me, so we don't need Eidus. Gittin and Kiddushin is going to get the whole world. If I make you an Eishas Ish, it's going to get the whole world. If somebody will be bailed this woman later, it'll be Chayim Misa. If children will be born, they'll be Mamzerim. This is Nageya, not just me and you, if I give you Kiddushin or Gerushin. This is Nageya, the whole world. Something that's Nageya, the whole world, so that you need Eidus L'Kiyume. That the world has to know it's true. The whole world has to know it's Eidus. Not good enough, I know and you know. I give a woman Kiddushin, b'ni l'beino. So it means in a room, I give a Kiddushin. I know I'm married, she knows we're married. Bezdin doesn't know we're married. Someone will be Mizana with her, Bezdin will say that it's not this, not an Eishas Ish. That's like, yeah, the whole world. That you need Eidus L'Kiyume. It has to be a verifiable investment. It's not Dafka Mavzeris. It's because they get the world.
But money, I mean, Eishas is always starts off with definition of one, two people.
It doesn't matter if it's a million or 10 million people. The point is that Mamin is Negea the Balei Din and not the rest of the world. It could be a million Balei Din, but it's only Negea the Balei Din. Kiddushin is Negea the whole world. Negea the non Balei Din.
Will this go back to the test of Kiddushin?
What?
Will this go back to the test of Kiddushin?
This explains why you need a distinct human.
When you have a Kiddushin test of Kiddushin, that Mamin is the human. So
that's
the test that's affecting the whole world.
So when you have Eidus, Eidus, that's true. That's
no,
correct.
I mean, the Eidus that you're using, you have to now verify that this test, however, you got the test that
she needs to wait, and that the test is really in. So we have Dinam of Chazaka. We have Chazaka, Kol Mashtach, Yadam, Shalayu. And we pass him because the Torah told us there's such a thing of Chazaka. So we assume it is. So you're right, if there be no Dinam of Chazaka, they have to be Mevaharetz, it is perhaps. It's negay other people, incidentally. Halacha doesn't make it negay other people. In din, it's not negay other people. Incidents may take place. You know, he's collecting tzedakah. Is he poor? Is he rich? It's true, but it's not a din that is negay other people. This is a Pnei Yeshua's teretz. The stipler explains the Pnei Yeshua. Yeshua says, if it's negeh the whole felt, you need Eidus l'kiyume. It's a svara. You can ding zuk, you're not ding zuk. If it's just a svara, maybe you could argue. It's up to Stifler. It's more than a svara. Get needs to be dovar hakoyres beinoy lebeinah. We learned that out of the pasuk, Sefer Krisus. It has to be a dovar hakoyres beinoy lebeinah. It has to cut the relationship between them. If Bezdin is still going to paskin that they're married. If Klapi the world, Bezdin will paskin they're married, then it's not a Dovah HaKairis Beinei. Let's say he's going to give her a get privately without Eidus. That means that Bezdin is still going to say they're married. If there are no witnesses, right? If a different man will give this woman Kedushin, Bezdin will say she's an Eishes Ish. Zok the Stipler, Shat Nepen Yeshua. Why is it that the whole world has to know that them has to be able to know that they're Megureshes? Otherwise, it's not a Dovra Kaires. It didn't. They're not. Their relationship is not cut off. It's not cut off between them, because Bezdin's still going to paskin they're married. There'll be a Nidin that'll come up. Bezdin's going to paskin they're married. That's not called Kaires. They're not cut off. If he agrees they're cut off, she agrees they're cut off, but the whole Welt considers them to be married al pidin, so then it's a chesaron and a davar akayres. It's a chesaron, it's not a davar akayres bein elo bein na. So part of Sefer Kriz is davar akayres bein elo bein na, which the Gemara says a case, al menasha alaytish di yayin la'ilam, is also a reason that for the Pnei Yeshua Sfara, that you need Eidus l'kiyume. A get must be a final cut between them. It has to be over between them. In order for it to be over between them, if you need Eidus, you have to be able to move out to bed. Else it's not cut. This is how the Pnei Yeshua as Masber used this Gemara to be Masber as far as how the Stipler uses the Pnei this Gemara to be Masber as far as the Pnei Yeshua.
Because we don't know.
I mean,
that
because we can't know. Because we happen not to know. You're right. If you just happen, you know, sometimes a person can get married and he has Eidim. Chas v'sholem, the Eidim, they die that night, a heart attack. Now you can't prove it the next day either. But it doesn't matter. It has to be that b'shas the kedushin, it was possible for the Bezdin to know. If Bezdin actually bothered to find out, probably not. Most of the people get married, Bezdin never inquires. But it has to be a possibility. It has to be an ability to know. It's a krisus. It's right now, at this moment of the get, if anybody's going to come and claim in any way that we're married, I can prove it. I maybe in a week it'll change, but right now it's a good get. Right now I can prove to anybody that we're Mugureshes. So right now it's a Dover Archivus. Later, whatever will happen later, it'll happen later. But right now it's a Dover, it's a get with Kairos, and that's good enough.
And if the second act, he gives the get. I don't know how it happened. The
Eidim
disappeared.
The Eidim died, you mean?
Eidim died.
The Eidim died. So it's still good, because at that second it was good. That's enough. B'shas nesinus haget, it has to be a good get.
No, but probably we're not going to check.
Yeah. B'shas Nesina, it has to be good. The Eidim die Toshka Deivivor, I don't know. I don't know if that's called this. But the Gemara says Gittin is not in of Toshka Deivivor. What? If it's a... It's a Kael. But you, what you're saying may be true that there's a Kael. But you don't need that. As long as B'shas the get, it's a good get, what happens afterwards is not going to change. Alright, let's write the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Mikaris Krisis Kanafkale, Rabbanan Krias Krisis Lemashkalu. So it's the end of this sugya of Menayin Afishtah. Zakti Gemara Vaita, new thing. Chada Mechada Layasi. We can't learn anyone from anyone. We can't learn Kesef from Shtar, we can't learn Shtar from Kesef, we can't learn Bia from them. Tesi Chada Metarti. What does this mean, Tesi Chada Metarti? Learn one out of two at a mamatzinu. Ritva says the Gemara means a mamatzinu. Let's learn one out of two. What's a mamatzinu? Very funny mamatzinu. What does Rashi say? That just like, pick any two. Let's say, just like shtar and kesef, akoinen ba'alma v'akoinen kan, kesef shtar kinyanin. And they work by isha, so bia, which is also a kinyan, should also work. That's a one out of two. Well, bia and shtar kinyanin ba'alma, they work here, so... Shtar also should work here. That's the mamatzina. Correct? That's the mamatzina, right? Right? The obvious question would be, what? Why not everything? Mashiach also. Say mamatzina. Kesef and shtar are kind of everywhere and they're kind of here. So chazakah, Mashiach is kind of everywhere, let it be kind of here. The kind of woman with Mashiach. There's a mamatzinu. Why can't we do that? What? What would the kavachayma be? Ma kesef. You would have to have a chomer. You have to show me mashiach as a chomer. I don't know if you can show me that. No, you can make a kavachayma. Have a good kavachayma. Kesef is not kind of by metalfulim. A Mashiach is kind of by metalfulim. The Kesef is kind of by Isha. Mashiach should certainly be kind of by Isha. It's a good kavachayma, no? So tell me, no. Male Kesef should came fighting by Hegdash and Maestro Shane. It's a good tarot. We're going to get stuck on all these kavachaymas. We're not going to end. What? Yeah, so why not? So, but Gemara is saying, I should be able to learn one out of the other two with a mamatzinu. So, but why don't I? If you could do a mamatzinu, why can't I learn Chazak out of mamatzinu or Mashiach out of mamatzinu? Yes. Well, the Gemara's mashma not that way. Kinyana Maruba, the Gemara's going to say, we're learning out of everywhere. I mean, maybe you need at least one place by Isha. Maybe you need at least one spot by Isha. What? That one? Yeah, but we're learning out of the Kesef, which works by Alma. Well, let's see the Gemara. Karas Krisus, sorry, Chadim Chad Layase, Tisi Chadim Metarti, Hai Taisi. Lai Lichtiv Rachmana Bishtar, Vetaisi Mehanach. Learn shtar of kesef and bia. No, malashke nasa meruba. Those two hanasan meruba. So what bia and kesef is a hanah. A shenke shtar is no hanah. So you tell me the same thing by chazaka. Can't be kind issue with chazaka because there's no hanasan meruba. So you mean Akiva, huh? I can't learn, but now I still have a kasha. Let me learn chazaka out of shtar kesef and bia. Now you can't tell me on some Merubah Shtar is not a Merubah. What? Alright, so once I know all three now, why can't I learn Chazak in a Merubah? Let's see. Shekin Asa Merubah. Lai Nechtev Ramana Bebiya, Betisi Mehanach. No, Malahana Shekin Kinyana Merubah. And Biya is not Kinyana Merubah, it only works by where? By Yavama. Lai Nechtev Rachmana Kesef, Betisi Mehanach. No, Malahana Shekin Asa Bakarcha. Where do you have Bakarcha? You can do a Yavam could be Miyabin Bakarcha Chubiyah, And shtar balkarchach you have by get. And kesef you never have balkarcha. In fact, the Umar kesef, chitema kesef nami balkarcha ba'am evriya. You do have kesef balkarcha ba'am evriya. Here it says, be'ishas mi'alei ashkacha. Ba'ishas, I don't find balkarcha. So malahanach that they're balkarcha ba'ishas. Okay, so we finished learning out all three. Why not chazaka? I don't have a teretz right now. I think one of the Rishonim is the kasha, though.
So, now that we go back to original.
All three limudim. So we go back to all three limudim. What? Right. Kimmer Mamatino? Why not? And if two wug is eris hakasa, okay, so this is the maskana of the Gemara. That each one has its own limud, bia, zubala, and kesef is kechakicha, and shtar is, we don't know shtar from viyata v'haisa, but that's the Gemara's maskana. The bottom Tosfos has an important aside. Tosfos shita, I'm not going to go through it, there would be time, I would have gone through Shaka v'tai of Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos argue on pshat na Gemara. Rashi learns yeshna ba'karcha, bayam evriya, is the marriage, is the selling of an am evriya. And Tosfos learns Amavriya is Baal Karcha, it goes on the Yiyud. That Yiyud is Baal Karcha. Okay, when the Gemara says Ma'ala Amavriya Kesav Nami Baal Karcha Baal Amavriya, you're fine. Tosfos learns it means selling her to, Rashi learns it means selling a woman to be an Amavriya. She's done against her will. And Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, learns that it means Yiyud. What is Yiyud? That once he bought her as an Amavriya, now if he wants to do Yiyud, he could do it against her will, and against the will of her father, he could just be Miyayas. The reason Rashi didn't learn like Tosfos is because Rashi and Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph hold that Yiyud cannot be Baal Karcha. The Machlokes here, Rashi the Tosfos. Tosfos Shita is that an Adayin can be Miyayid, the Amavriya, against her will, she has no choice in the matter. Bishas Yiyud. And that her father has a choice, now she has a choice. Once you give her money for marriage, Yiyud is Baal Karcha. And Rashi, and the Rambam agrees with Rashi, holds that it's not true. That you need Bishas Yiyud, she has to agree. You can't do it against her will. It's very hard to know what the machlekes is tali in, which is more misnava, which is less misnava, until we get to Daf Yotes, to the sugya. But for now, we have to know such a side that there's a machlekes if Yud could be Baal Karcha, cannot be Baal Karcha. There's an Abne Meluim. And Simchav Ches, Sivkatnchav Zayin goes on this Tosfos. And basically, he asks a kasha on Tosfos from the Gemara. There's a Gemara later, there's a Madiyam, Rabbi Yosi Ber Yehuda, and Daf Yotes, who holds that how are you miyayet a woman? Now, some Tanoim hold, you miyayed her with the money you originally gave. Mois Rishayna is the Kedusha Nitna. When you originally buy an Amma Evriya, that money is given, either she should be an Amma for you, or if you decide to marry her, that money that you originally give is L'Shem Kedusha. That's the Svara of Mois Rishayna is the Kedusha Nitna. Rabbi Yisrael, this says no. Mois Rishayna is Lav the Kedusha Nitna. The original money was for Shiflis. She should be an Amma Evriya. How are you miyayid her? You miyayid her with the fact that she owes you work. Right? She's supposed to work for 6 years. And now, 3 years passed, she still owes you 3 years of work. So you miyayid her, the yiyud is, with the fact that now I'm going to be married to you. I'm meichel you the work, the next 3 years worth of work. And Yud is a Kedushin with the Hanoah of Mechilas Milva. And Mekadosh with the Hanoah that I'll be Meichel, you don't have to work 3 more years. You're not Mevriya, you have to work 6 years. You work 3. So I'm Meichel the next 3 years of work. And in exchange for that, we're going to be married. So what? So we already learned you can't be Mekadosh with a milvah. If you owe someone money, you can't be Mekadosh with the 3 years. So Tais says on your test, you Mekadosh with the Hanas Mechilas milvah, it works. In other words, I'm Mekadosh you with the Hanas you have now that I'm being Meichel. That's what Tais says. Any other Hanas could work. If the Hanas worked, you could. If you Mekadosh the milvah, it's not Mekadosh. But Hanas, you could be. But no, the chilas milva works, but then the milva doesn't work. I'm a kaddish with the $100 I owe you. You owe me. You owe me $100. So I'm a kaddish with those $100. So the Abnei Meluim here has a gewaldige chap. He says, you're a kaddish woman. You go over to this woman. I'm a kaddish you, not with the milva, because I can't be a kaddish woman with the 3 years of work. So with the 3 years of work, I can't be a kaddish you. I'm a kaddish you with the fact that you're happy that I'm being meichel those 3 years, and instead I'm being married to you. That's how Nosh Mechilas Nova. Loi Rashi, it's good. Rashi holds, she has to agree to it. So she agrees, she wants to marry the man, so we understand it's a Hanah. Frekta Avnei Meluim, what's going on with Taisus? Taisus says that you can do yiyud against her will. I mean, she's saying, I don't want to marry you. I'm not interested. And the man says, tough, yiyud is balkarchas. So now, I'm marrying you with the hanor you have that I'm being meichel the next 3 years' work. And with that, you'll be married. So tell me, what hanor? She's screaming. She doesn't want it. She's, 1 second. She's screaming, I don't want. I don't want this. I'd rather work 3 years than be married to you. To say, no, I'm a kaddish with the hanor that you have, mechilas milva. So that's hanor? That's hanor? Yeah. That's hanor? She has to have hanor. So, the father also doesn't want. So he says, the father doesn't want. So in the Dvar Avram, in the footnotes of the Avnei Meluim, he brings the Dvar Avram. The Dvar Avram says, no, there is hanor. There is Hannah. She's happy that you're meichel the 3 years. She's not happy about the marriage. But to be meichel the 3 years, that she's happy. Is that a Hannah? So, yes. But can you separate it? That's the question. Sort of, can you separate it? It comes out, what they're arguing is Tosfos holds, that's a Hannah. I'm telling you, I'm meichel you the 3 years, and for that you'll be married to me. So Tosfos holds, that's a hanah, because you buy for the 3 years. She's screaming, I don't want it. But that's still a hanah. And Avnei Meluim says, which is Rashi Shita, says, what kind of hanah is that? That's a hanah? Your Michael, she doesn't have to work, but instead she's married? That's a hanah? Is it a hanah? I'll tell you what this sounds like. You know, by Shemitah comes, you write a prosbul. Now, if anybody ever wrote a prosbul, if you owe me money, you owe me money, Shemitah comes. You're going to be happy, right? Shemitah comes, you don't owe me. I write a prosbul, you're out of luck. 1 minute. In order for me to write a prosbul, the loiva has to own karka. Now, a prosbul doesn't work unless the loiva owns karka. So how does Bezdin do it? So Bezdin is makna, a shava pruta, to the loiva. How can he be makna to him? He's not here to make a kinyan. How does it work? So here, listen to this. You owe me $100,000. Okay, you owe me $100,000. Halavai. So you owe me $100,000. And now Shemitah is coming, you're going to be off the hook. So I go to Bezdin, I write a prosbul. And Bezdin is zeicha for you, a schus. Because right now you don't own karka, the prosbul doesn't work. So Bezdin does a kinyah chalipin. The zeicha for you, a shava pruta of karka. And now Zachin Ladim Shlai Bafanov, we give him a shava pruta. Now you still owe me $100,000. Is that Zachin Ladim? That's a schus for you to own this shava pruta of karka. Strange thing, no? We're going to be zeicha for you. You own the shava pruta, but because of this, you're going to have to pay me $100,000.
Yeah, because now the guy has a mitzvah.
Mitzvah, what's a mitzvah?
He owns
a kakwurth and putzah. No, that's just wrong. It could be Zachary Kak in America too. Doesn't have to be an answer. So the question is it two stages? Can I separate? I say, look, the karka is a schus. It just has ramifications that are a chayiv. Is that a schus? It's the same thing here. I'm Michael, the woman, that she has to work for 3 years. Now, that goes with it a terrible thing. She has to be married to a man she doesn't want to be married to. Is that a schus or not a schus? That, the way that Avni Malum is learning, that seems to be the machlaikas Rashi b'taisus. Seems to be. Okay, we're going to do the next sugya quickly. We already learned chuppah kaina, so please make a landing ahead. We'll see. I'm not going to finish those sugya one day, but please be prepared.